We are getting reports of more looting today in the capital of East Timor. It's the latest bit of bad news for one of the world's youngest countries. Gang violence erupted there last month. Foreign peacekeepers moved in, but they could not protect tens of thousands of people who had to flee the capital. NPR's Michael Sullivan has been visiting those internal refugees. Some are asking what happened to the United Nations.
An estimated 100,000 people are now living in temporary camps in and around the capital. Camps like this one at the Don Bosco Catholic School near the airport. The arrival of the Australian-led peacekeepers almost 2 weeks ago hasn't convinced these people it's safe to go home. For 65-year-old Joaquin Alves, being here at the school is depressingly familiar. We had to leave our home and come here in 1999, he says, when the pro-Indonesian militia started killing and burning. But I never thought I'd have to be here again, 7 years later, after independence, he says, things were supposed to be better. But now they are even worse. Adriano de Jesus is the headmaster at the school and the man in charge of looking after those who've come here seeking refuge. He, too, thinks things are worse now than they were during the violent separation from Indonesia in 1999.
It is because in 1999 we have only one enemy. So everybody knows that they are either Indonesian soldiers or the militias. But at this moment, the people are more afraid, they are more traumatic rather than 1999.
More traumatized because they simply don't know who the enemy is now. It could be a neighbor.
Yes, exactly. It could be a neighbor, and the reality is so in this.
De Jesus says about 13,000 people have taken refuge here at Don Bosco, and that number is increasing every day. Increasing because the violence has not ended. Houses are still being burned and looted on a daily basis, despite the arrival of the foreign peacekeepers. This neighborhood is about a half a mile from Don Bosco, a place where angry residents, mostly unemployed young men, roam the alleys with machetes, rocks, and homemade spears, looking for those who burned their homes.
What happened with our house in this area? We lost everything! This is the height of humanity.
The ongoing violence has taken on an ugly flavor, pitting those from the east of the country against those from the west, creating tension that many here say did not exist before. The Australian-led peacekeepers do what they can to disarm and disperse troublemakers, but they can't be everywhere at once. Ian Martin is a senior UN official who helped oversee East Timor's transition to independence. He's here now to assess the situation for UN Secretary General Kofi Annan.
It's very sad indeed to come back after the hopes of independence and see again things that are reminiscent of scenes in 1999, houses burning, civilians having been killed, and this time violence that can't be attributed to an external actor but is amongst Timorese themselves.
There are many here and abroad who say the United Nations was too quick to scale back its peacekeeping and nation-building effort in East Timor. And one of those critics is East Timor's foreign minister, José Ramos Horta, the Nobel Peace Prize winner and foreign minister who last week became the country's new defense minister as well.
The UN left too early. The UN had a very short mandate to build a country out of scratch and turn it into a state.
Ramos Horta says the UN simply could not build a modern state with a functioning economy in so short a time. But he also says the ultimate responsibility for the recent unrest lies squarely with East Timor's government for its mishandling of the allegations of discrimination in the military and allegations of government corruption. That, coupled with widespread unemployment, Ramos Horta says, helped create the current situation. Many here say the Prime Minister, Mariel Katiri, should resign and accept responsibility for the unrest. José Ramos Horta believes that would help. He also believes a long-term UN presence is needed and soon.
I would say stay here at least 5 years to ensure that the country is finally stabilized. We cannot afford to have foreign forces, the UN leaving in 6 months, 1 year, and then you go back to the same kind of instability. There has to be a strong UN engagement. That sounds long, sound costly, but much, much less costly than you have to intervene in 1 year, 2 years, leave, and then come back a year later or 3 years later.
Ramos Horta says his country, in theory, has the potential to deliver on its people's aspirations, with strong international support, with gas and oil revenue, and with a population of less than a million. The key, he says, will be good governance and help strengthening existing institutions to provide it. The need for a long-term UN presence is one of the few things here that almost everyone agrees on. Few say they trust the government anymore. Many say the promises of a more prosperous future left when the UN wound down its operation last year. Not far from Ramos Horta's house, Luis Neto and his wife Karen run the Kaz Bar and Restaurant on the beach. They started their business a year after independence, and for a while, Luis says, things were good, in part because of the large foreign presence.
Lots of UN here, lots of Western people here, so we can open this business, we can make money so for our life.
It was a good life, his wife Karen says, until the UN and many foreign aid agencies scaled back their operations. She reckons about 75% of the bar's business went with them. Things got even worse 2 weeks ago, she says, when looters emptied their house in the center of the city and took everything, even family heirlooms she'd brought with her from Australia. But she and Luis are planning to stay despite the unrest and looking forward to more business in the near future.
But hopefully with this presence, the peacekeepers here at the moment, if they're going to stay, maybe things will get back to that busy time again, and hope, anyway.
What most here would settle for at the moment is simply an end to the violence and instability. Back at Don Bosco, 65-year-old Joaquin Alves says that would be all right with him, but what he really wants is for the UN to come back and be in charge for good. I'm just an ordinary man, he says, and I don't know a lot about politics, but I think our leaders have shown they're just not able to run the country. So maybe we should give the job to the UN and let them do it. Then maybe we can go home. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.